Jenny was my closest friend. I thought she was the smartest, funniest, most beautiful girl at school and just could not spend enough time with her. If we'd been apprentice nuns, we would have been busted for having a particular friendship, and they would have been right. I was always a little bit jealous of her boyfriends. She had a particularly volatile relationship with Alan. They were always breaking up and then getting back together. I remember being at a party with them when we were about 16. They had another of their huge arguments and broke up yet again. She ended up crying on my shoulder. As I was hugging her and passing the tissues, she looked up at me and said, "It's not fair. I don't even want to go out with him, really. I'd rather go out with you. It's not fair. Why aren't you a boy?" I had to sadly agree that it wasn't fair, and that the two of us would have made a much better couple, but what could we do? We were both girls. I should have been a boy. It would have been perfect, because what on earth could two girls possibly do together? Like Running Bear and Little White Dove, I loved her with a love as big as the sky. But there was a deep and raging river between us, and it just about broke my heart. Two girls couldn't possibly do anything real together, except be very, very good friends. Did I mention that we were very innocent and naive? We got a bit older, we got our P-plates, and we got a bit more adventurous. We even started driving down to Sydney. One night in particular stands out in my memory. Jenny and Peter, my best male friend from school, took me to the midnight screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show in the city. Quite frankly, it blew my little Mormon synapses. Men kissing men, women kissing women, men dressed up in women's clothes. I knew it was all perverted and wrong, but I was so fascinated and enthralled, and damn it, I just wanted to live in that film. Little added note, Susan Sarandon's breasts rock. She changed my life. Anyway, back to the text. At 19, I came out to friends, family, and church. Some of it sucked, but mostly it was okay. Most of my friends had guessed anyway. In fact, the only person who was shocked was my mother. Don't ask, it was messy. Still hadn't even kissed a woman yet, but I just knew. Knew what I was, knew what I wanted to do, just couldn't find anyone to do it with. By the time I was 21, I had also discovered coffee, alcohol, and soft drugs. Woohoo! The other memorable event of my 21st year was that I fell in love. It was well overdue, and I was more than ready for it. I guess the adolescent hormones finally decided to kick in. Garrison Keillor once said that people brought up in a fundamentalist religion have a very low excitement threshold, and he's so right. First time I kissed this woman, my stomach flipped around like an acrobat. By the time we actually slept together, I was so ready for it, I could have burst. I was like a learner driver suddenly being put behind the wheel of a V8 beast, crunching the gears and kangaroo hopping down the street with an idiot grin on my face. I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but I was loving it. Unlike my unrequited love for Jenny, long story, if you want to know more, buy my book, you cheap bastards. That first relationship was gloriously reciprocated. She was the first person to ever give me flowers, orange tiger lilies. I remember them vividly. After that first night together, I didn't stop smiling for 2 days. I smiled so much my cheeks hurt. Our relationship lasted almost 2 years and was the best thing that had ever happened in my young life. Better yet, we're still friends. I found myself making the classic mistake of sleeping with my straight friends. The way it usually happened was we'd both get very drunk, fall into bed together and wake up to one of those awful, awful, ego-destroying conversations. I don't know why that happened. I was really drunk. I mean, I like you as a friend and everything, but I don't think I'm like, that. It was an accident and it won't happen again. Quick note, quite a percentage of them ended up being gay after all. Ha! Just not with me. I sometimes suspect that I was being used, subconsciously, as a safe experiment. At times I felt like the homosexuality tester kit. Just add alcohol, and if the other person turns red, it's a negative result. Geez, who thanks? Now I know I'm straight. See you around. A question I'm asked a lot in interviews is how come I'm not more bitter and angry? Here is my theory. When the straw that should have broken my back finally fell, my reaction was, oh, this is just getting ridiculous now. I refuse to take this seriously anymore. More wine for my friends, and bring on the fatted calf. Cheers, big ears, and here's looking up your kilt. The best revenge in life is always to be happier and have more fun than the fuckers who tried to fuck you over. When I was 27, I thought that if Newton's third law of motion applied to human life, and that for every action there was indeed an equal and opposite reaction, then I was due quite a few good years. And you know what? I reckon it's happening. Life is pretty damn fine. I'm in my own little house with a white picket fence. Seriously, it makes me laugh. And the girl I love. We're all out to all and sundry and as happy as Larry Emder. We have straight friends, queer friends, bi friends, and asexual as a pillow friends. We don't care as long as they're fun. I read somewhere that the best way to bring about the world you want to live in is to pretend that you already live in it and treat people accordingly. To any young confused folk out there, just hang on. Life gets so much better. I reckon half the problem with teen suicide is stupid adults saying, "Ah, the teens, best years of your life, lad. Enjoy it while you can," because it is so completely and utterly wrong. Teen years suck, man, really suck, and the 20s aren't much better. But from 30 on, it gets really bloody grass. If I had to use just two words to sum up my ever-loving, queer old, weird-ass life, it would be simply marvellous. Hey, thank you. I got a round of applause just for reading.